Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Roy Masters. And David is there somewhere. David, are you somewhere? Uh-oh, he's not there. I'm on my own for a little while.
I'm here.
There you are. Yes, there you are, Albin. This is the third day for our pledge. And I want everybody to make an excuse for me, will you? I have a problem with my voice and a little cold. I've had a cold for a long, long time. But here it is. So don't feel like I'm dying. I don't feel that way. It's just the voice. Thank you very much, if you don't mind. All right. So this is the third day of the pledge drive. And it's something I've never done before. I got sort of talked into it and thinking it's a good idea because we needed some money. And we need money to help people. And so excuse me if I don't do it as well as everybody else does. But I think I want to make this better than everybody else who does a pledge drive. I want to help you in between the pledges and the asking you to support my program here and there. It's got to be that way until next Tuesday, if you don't mind. We do need that money. And that money goes to helping people just like someone helped you. Someone helped you by paying it forward. Lots of people are not paying it forward. And therefore, they lose the value. It should really come about that one naturally, like an apple gives apple trees, that you know that I don't charge anything for anybody. Everything is free for those who cannot afford it. And those who can afford it don't have any problem. And especially the veterans. They will often, more often than not, not want me to give it for free. That is if they're not in hospital and places like that. I get it. But the ones that walk around and have sort of pseudo-recovered and able to hold fast to their courage, maybe for many, many years you can walk around with post-traumatic stress disorder and put on a good face while you're dying inside, see? And they make it until they hear this program. And last week, a gentleman called in from Vietnam. And he spoke to me about that day. The day he came home, he says, if I hadn't heard Roy that day, I would not be alive now. And then we went into another subject, which I won't go into, which was really magical. And I won't go into that today because I'm just making a point. There's hundreds of thousands of veterans that... I'm a veteran too, by the way. Well, I didn't do a whole lot, so I got nothing to be proud of. I mean, I'm from England, you know, Royal Sussex Regiment, blah, 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 you have you any war. He's really smart. No, I was not just a private. But anyway, I discovered something a long time ago. I discovered something I already had, and it was... what I want to share with you, I didn't know it. I didn't know I had it till I was 35 years old. And something said to me, you know, some people, not rabbis, preachers, who talk to me, you know Jesus, you know Jesus, you know Jesus. I said, well, where is he? I said, I'd like to speak to him. But they couldn't tell me where he was. And I had him all along. I didn't know I had him. I woke up when I was about 35, having written several books about Christianity. And I didn't know I was doing it. I swore I wasn't going to put what I discovered into religion. But somehow, my hand was moved in a direction. When I read my books and I read my pamphlets, I didn't put that in there. But it got in there anyway. So, but anyway, I already had it. I didn't know. I found my rabbi, and I didn't have to change my religion. I'm Jewish. I didn't have to change my religion to make him my rabbi. And what a rabbi he is. And this is Christmas. So this is a Jew talking to you. And you're Jews grafted in. You Christians are not really Christians, because there's no such thing as a religion of Christians in a sense, because he transcends religion. He came to fulfill it. So you don't need the verses and chapters, even though you can enjoy reading them. No, don't get me wrong. But fulfillment means from within. Many of us are fulfilled. We're fools that filled. Drugs, alcohol, you know what, sex. We've substituted a sense of salvation for it, for the real stuff. Oh, look at this. This is the beginning of a very interesting show. It's a pledge drive. This is the third day. And we are now near 21%. It's 21% already, approximately. Thank you. Be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. This is our first ever fundraising drive. If you would like to pledge support to Roy Masters, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's www.fhu.com/donate or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And now, here's Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have a mission. And I've been on that mission for 55 years on radio and 6 years of research. And I'll tell you what the research is about. So 55 years on the radio, expressing and helping save people's lives, just with something I discovered a long time ago. I'll share it with you as we go through this pledge drive. This is the third day of the pledge drive, and we are up to now 21% of the third of the amount we need for the third of the year. And so we got to go every day till next Tuesday, if you don't mind. But I know that I just can't ask for money. I have to. I can't just be a commercial, you see. You know, and then, you know, you've got programs in between. I just like to put them both together. My purpose is, and what was put in me when I was a little boy, I didn't know. I'll tell you about that story in a minute. Well, maybe I should tell it to you right now. Because when I was 12 or 13 years old, 1938, 1939, I can't remember, the Nazis were taking over, and the horror was at our doorstep. And I was only 26 miles away, maybe less, because Brighton, England is a little closer to France. Okay. And I began to realize, you know, I'm dead. I'm going to be, you know, in the soup pot or something like that. And they're going to make a lampshade out of me, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what they were doing to the Jews. And it was well known. See, in those days, horrors everywhere in every century. But anyway, then I said something into my mind. Said, were the Germans all like that? Are all the Germans people in that country of 60 million people, are they all evil? Are they born evil? No. Something has happened to change them. That was the magic. That thought, I have to find out what it is, and I found it. Wait, what was that? Acting truth. Oh, what was that? I couldn't hear you, Mark.
They're not evil acting.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, he just got some remarks. It's evil acting through them. It's the same with America today. I came to America, and America was a wonderful place. I mean, I flourished. I'm a diamond cutter by profession. Yeah, I cut diamonds in Africa and places like that. But I used it to make money, yeah, and I did very well. Yeah, by the time I was, you know, was married, I had $10,000, which was $100,000 those days. I used that money to start the Foundation of Human Understanding. See, as my contribution to start it. And so it began. And immediately attacked by left-wing, you know, the what they call it, the media, the left-wing media, what they call it. Is it, it's not really, there's a name to it. The mainstream, I'm looking for the word mainstream, because you know why I had problems with mainstream? Because it isn't mainstream. And it's the media, it was the media that criticized me, because I was like beginning to be a Germany. It was, America was beginning to be a Germany, and I saw it. And I had the solution to it. And so that now I come forward, how many, 66 years now, 67 years altogether. See, I've been married for 64. And it was about a year before I got married that, you know, I began to want to come to Los Angeles to start a radio program. And here I am. I've been on radio for God knows how many years. Maybe 54 years, exactly. Because I have to add the other 6 years to it where I did my research. And I discovered something so simple. You can get it for free. I want to share this with you for free. Meaning, everybody in America, can I give you the 7-minute meditation that has no religious connotation in it, but it brings you to God? I don't say that to everybody else, just to you, just between you and me and the lamppost. So here I am, and of course I've got others. I've got Be Still and Know. The reason why I called the other meditation, which is a little longer, but Be Still and Know, is because the Bible says, be still and know I am God. And I said, well, what does be still mean? What does be still mean? It's important. But I found that what that was, it wasn't stopping your brain. It wasn't doing, you know, om, there's no place like om, you know what I'm talking about, right? No, is it that all of those others just glue you to another culture? See, and then one culture fights against another culture. No, what I discovered is, culture is imperfect, and you cannot borrow the imperfections of that which precedes you into this world, even your own parents, because they also victims through one man's sin and death through sin. Oops, there it is, spread through the human race, generations and generations, in every culture having its head guy, its head hunter in case of ISIS, right? Headhunters and cannibals. Oh, but they don't have any, poor kids, they don't have any choice except frustrate. I got to kill something. That's what's happening to America. Frustrate. Destroy the families. Frustrate the kids. Frustrate husband and wife. Pretty soon, you got something akin to a trauma or hypnotic state. If you don't mind me using that term, because I learned about that what hypnosis is what sin is, as you can't get out of it once you're in it except by salvation, and so be still and know is the key, and Christ is the key, because if it wasn't for Him, I wouldn't be able to share what He meant and said long before I was born. And so it's in my heart to my whole life is to serve you, my friends, America, because I want you to be American, not Americant. And I see this creeping up at you. And I've been on the air 55 years, and I had a lot of trouble with the media. And I want you to ever trust those swine again. And you're beginning to understand they got you into this mess, and they got you elected to think of something evil as something good, and now you made a mistake of doing it twice. Shame on you, shame on me. You know that story. I don't have to say it. So now, this is the third day of the pledge drive, and we are now at 21. Thank you very much. I got. Now listen. Will you please, having enjoyed what I've just said? And believe me, I've got something more to say. And David has something more to pipe in just a little bit. But can you understand the necessity of this? That if I'm a doctor, I want to get paid. If I'm a carpenter, I want to get paid. I do everything for free and allow you to think, to pay, give forward, pay it forward. Not to me, my friend, not to me. To pay it forward so I can give it to thee, not to me. So you see how important it is to support my program? But you are listening and enjoying the benefit of somebody else's money. But that's good for them because they're paying it forward. It's not about me. And I want to make a point of it. It's about other people. Now you say to yourself, well, you know, if you're self-centered, you say, well, it's only me. Why should somebody die for me? Why should I pay it forward? It's free. Well, it's nothing's really free. Freedom's not free. It had to be paid for and paid forward. And we are paying it forward. Our soldiers pay it forward. They die for us. Now, not that I'm going to die for you, but I'm encouraging people to be Mexicans, not Mexicans, to have the understanding.
Americans.
Yes, Americans. So I'm understanding one thing, that when you pass it forward, you are extending the magic. See, and that person extends the magic. And the person who gives is reborn from that as it goes, extend the magic. And lo and behold, we have a civilization. That's broken down in America. We're doing unto others what was done unto us. That's what we do. Instead of doing unto others as we would have to do. Did I say that right? Doing unto others as we would have them to do unto us. That's the one. You see, that is it. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Not do to others what was done to you. That is the magic. And that is what's happening in this country. You've elected somebody. You've elected someone who's teaching you to become an American. Can't do it. Become dependent on the people who have demoralized you, your mother, your father, you know, your grandfather before you. It's been several generations since you've been demoralized and become, you know, welfare people. And, you know, that kind of thing. And then there's frustration because there's no meaning in life. And then you get angry. And then you got violence. And then you got people, you know, joining ISIS and killing people. And you see, it began many years ago in the school shootings. Where did that come from? We are becoming a communist state. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And that the forces at work are medicine, legal or illegal, drugs, alcohol, all rising to the occasion of your need to feel better about yourself because you don't know what's wrong with you. So therefore, you looked for a sense of worth. Any sense of worth is worthless. Now, if you listen to me, Roy Masters, I'm born for this. I know the words. I know the music. See, and I know what to tell you. And when you call my program, when this is over, when this pledge drive is over, you will call with me. And as you call to me, I'm listening to your voice. I hear something you give away. And I can see what to tell you. And you will say, oh my goodness, I never saw it before. That's waking up. You hear people say, America, wake up. But they don't know what they're waking up from. They're all asleep. Okay. See, now, so your behavior. Now, words are very easy. You know, I love you. Yeah, I love you. Yes, I love you. Some people say, I love you. When you say, oh, really, thank you. It's so sweet of you. So love me like that. But you don't realize when he says, like, I love you, he means, you know, he's already done. He's just saying I love you is love.
Rabbit's foot.
It's a rabbit's foot situation. Rabbit's foot Christian or whatever it is. So let it be in your behavior. In your behavior is language. My behavior is language. So now, please act to support our cause through action. And where you lost it through reaction. Do you see that? You lost your life through action. Reaction. I want to teach you how not to react to anything and to overcome the overcomer. In multitudes, the whole nation, I've got to get to it. This is a pledge drive. And the pledge drive is trying to get the money from you who should have given it before. Thank you very much. Thank you very much if you've always done it. If you want to add a little bit more, that's even nicer. But I'm not pleading to those who are already doing it, because that's why you're hearing me and why you're getting better. So you need to understand this is a culture, and you have to be the extension of that culture. Okay.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. If you would like to pledge support to Roy Masters, go to www.fhu.com/donate.
Okay, America is a state of mind. Would you agree? And it's not just a place. See, just like Christianity, it's a place in your mind, in your heart. It's not just not the country. It's not your body. It's what's within you. It's what's in you, within you, that's going to take shape through you. And you and see what you are now. What you're now experiencing with violence and promiscuous allowing people to come into your country and having no borders, you've elected a devil. And you're looking for love, yes, but you're looking for all the wrong places. When you are broken and disconnected from your innocence as a child, when you came into the world, your parents passed it on to you. And they were born innocent. But they become infiltrated and imprinted when they were born too. So that makes you different from Adam. It makes you different because he actually willfully wanted to play God. Ah, I know the knowledge. I know the good and evil knowledge. I know both. I can be God. See, no. See, you. But when he makes the excuse for that, that it passes on. And you are now, I'm going to ask you, do you make excuses? And then you say, doesn't everybody make an excuse? Yeah, and that's right. So there's your excuse for them. If I can get you stopped to make excuses for not sending money to the foundation, it's a good place for that, right? See, so if I can get you to stop excuses, and that's real now, and be gracious that you somebody paid for you and paid it forward to make sure you get it, and you pay it forward to make somebody else get it, we can have our country back. 90% of donations are to broadcast this program. Now, look at this. I'm getting calls. I'm getting money from all parts of the country. It's 50, almost as 50 degrees. It's 50 states. So I'm getting somewhere, but not near enough. See, 21%. Pretty good. See, 90% of donations goes to broadcasting costs, salaries, all the machinery that goes with it. It is a lot. I can't tell you so much. So we only have 10%. So if we need more. I need more stations. I need to acquire time. See the difference? I'm not buying stations. I'm buying time, so it's money. See? And I have to pay for that. And I have to pay for all the engineers and God knows what goes with it. So I don't have to climb over mountains like they did in the old days. We have the opportunity on radio to reach the whole world. I want to help get to America first. And the thing I want to do is that meditation, that 7-minute meditation. That's all it takes. No religious words. Okay. So please go to fhu.com. That's donate. fhu.com/donate. That's what I get it right this time. fhu.com/donate. Or some people don't like to go to the website. Post office box 1000. Grants Pass. I hope you can understand my English. Post office box 1000. Grants Pass, Oregon. 97528. One more time, if you don't mind. Post office box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Okay. And this is this hour. No, I just, We need to get 100 people. I get it. See? I'm getting a little boost from behind me because this is new to me, if you don't mind me saying so. I like to do my program on my own, but I can't do this on my own. I need a little, you know, a little stimulation, a little advice. So this hour can be can we get 100 people to donate to FHU.com/donate? That's it. And one more time, FHU.com/donate. Okay. And I'm, you hear the rustle of paper, so I'm reading something, is it? Can you afford $100 a month? Can you afford $50 a month? How about 25? How about a nickel? Oh, no, just kidding. We don't go. Okay. One time $100 or $100 per month or one time $50 or, you know, or $1,000 or $100,000 or $1,000,000. Anything will do. Believe there are people out there who give money to dogs. And there's nothing wrong with giving money to dogs, but I think veterans, you're a better bet. I don't know if people just give to dogs. It's not a bad thing. It's nice to have a dog. But I'd rather have if there's a choice between the two, the veteran. Wouldn't you agree? I don't see dogs fighting for your country. Although, God, dogs, I like dogs. Don't get me wrong. So don't. Now, David, would you say something, rather whisper something in my mouth?
Well, we do have people that have been supporting the program, sending in their donations.
I got one.
Okay.
I got several.
Excellent.
Okay, but several of these. Okay. Let me see. Wow, we've got to start from the very... Let's go here. Margaret, $100. Margaret from, how do you pronounce this? Langranville, New York. Langranville, New York, $100. Thank you, Roy, for helping my life. Happy New Year. Stay healthy and keep doing what you do. Thank you very much. God bless your little cotton socks. Manel, listening in Brazil. Whoa, via internet. That's a nice thing. You might want to tell everybody we're on the internet. Anybody can get it in any part of the world. He says, Roy Masters is the best. I'm 78 years old. I'm older than you. I'm almost 88. Okay, I beat you there, see. I'm 78 years young, and I'm 88 years young. He's, I got a cold right now. See what happens if I don't have a cold. I'm just joking. But my life is full of absolutely unbelievable blessings. So is mine. Thank you. So Roy Masters has solutions for a better life. In a simple meditation observation exercise, in the 7-minute meditation, thank you, my blessed friend. Oh, God, that is beautiful. See, just 7 minutes. Just 7 minutes. Okay. Is it Eli?
Or
Isaiah. I hope. Listening on the internet. Okay. Roy Masters, you are truly sent, my friend. Thank God for you. David, thank you so much. David, listening via internet. Meditation has literally saved my life. Sunday conversations attendee, name not given. It's just wonderful and tearful and beautiful. It's just very, very, very deep. Hey, advice line caller, name not given. When I look into the mirror, now I see things about my dad that I was afraid of when I was a kid. I want to break that spell, and so you will. Okay. America has father loss issues. You bring them back to their heavenly father in Christ, and there they'll recognize the authority of the father that didn't have that authority. He missed it. But you're not going to miss it on this step program, unless you're very stubborn. You'll be right there.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. If you would like to pledge support to Roy Masters, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's www.fhu.com/donate.
Okay. I was talking to you about, in the middle of this program, this pledge drive, I do like to give some good information. And this is the third day of the pledge drive. And I'm going to make the program pretty juicy. Now, I'm going to talk about Nazis in a few minutes. I opened up by saying that, but we are becoming very much like that America. We're going to have a tyrant for a president if you're not careful. See, there's going to be civil war. I said many years ago, 20 years ago, they're here already, just waiting for a catalyst to start them off, or a whisper from some other country of the world. See, my program tonight, just a little bit, is just to remind you when I was a little boy, not a little bit boy, it was just 1939, I was very conscious of, my father died a little bit after that, conscious of the fact that what Hitler was doing, and I asked myself the question, are Germans Nazis? Are they born that way? See? And so I said, no, it can't be. It seems like something takes over a country, and it does. And that country is being, their minds are being stolen. You see, but with some kind of unseen knowledge, and this knowledge I sought, because it's you could see this going on through the centuries. Only 1% of all the people that ever lived in civilization, it's been the last 10,000 years. Only 1% has lived in freedom. And we've only got to maybe 240 years, something like that. And we're losing our freedom, don't you see it? Political correctness, what the hell do you think that is? And you've elected the kind of president that represents all that. And I'm not sure you're going to lose him at the end of the year. You don't know what he's going to be up to. And you're going to have to learn to either quit, change the way you see things and learn to stand up for yourself when you haven't, or stop being angry and taking it on your kid, which is part of the game that's being played to make you lose your jobs and affect the economy. So you take your frustration on your wife, and the kids, my wife takes it on the kids, and the kids on the little kids, and the kids to take little ones, the smaller ones, pulls wings out of butterflies out of frustration. And that's what murder is all about. The frustration. That's what ISIS is all about. ISIS takes a baby at birth and works on him and pushes him and motivates him and programs him until he can't possibly function without. And he gives his loyalty to the bully. He gives his loyalty and his life to the bully because that's his god. And we can't have any of the gods like that. And the same thing is happening today. Doing unto others that was done to you, is you're part of a team. See, and then the person goes around and turns himself onto another person. You do it to them, they do it to somebody else. The whole country gets caught up in the game that begins. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. This is our first ever fundraising drive. If you would like to pledge support to Roy Masters, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's www.fhu.com/donate, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And now, here's Roy Masters.
You know, I come from England. You heard Neville Chamberlain, and he was an appeaser. It means how many of you are appeasers? How many do you have? How many people are living married and appeasing their husband or appeasing their wives? What happens when you appease your husband? They become a bully. You're emboldening the bully in them. That's it. And so you are being subject to stresses in the workplace. And that workplace goes from one to another. The boss has a fight with his wife. He leaves the house and takes it out on the foreman. The foreman takes it on the workers. The workers go home, take it out on the wife. The wife takes it on the kids, etc. See that? I try to say it as quickly as I can. And so this is what's happening. This is what changes you because you haven't learned to deal with pressure. And if you don't deal with pressure, it takes you over and puts something unholy in the seat of the holy in your soul.
I have to share a story.
And you owe your life. Pardon?
I want to share a story.
Okay, tell a story, David.
Well, you were talking about when you were 13 years old, and I just remembered something that happened when we were out to dinner at our favorite place in Oxnard. You may not remember the place.
We used to go to dinner
there once in a while.
Yes.
And so this night, it was a very good place other than the fact that this one night, the vegetables were overcooked. And so in your typical style, you said to the waiter, "Can I see the manager, please?" And I thought, oh, no, please don't. And you said to me, I said, "Dad, why are you doing that?" You said, "Well, somebody's got to tell him because some people will just not come back and, you know, they'll have a bad meal."
Yeah, they won't have the courtesy of telling him that.
That's
something's
right.
Wrong.
So the manager came over and he said, "Look, you were very cordial to him." He said, "I just wanted to let you know." But see, for me, it was embarrassing. And at the time, I actually kind of slunk down underneath. It was a booth, and I slunk down kind of underneath the table. And my face was turning red.
You were embarrassed.
My dad is just telling the manager of the restaurant.
Yeah.
He's telling the manager off, but you really weren't. You were just telling him that you wanted to let him know the vegetables were
okay. What happened?
And he was very gracious about it.
Yeah.
But here's the important thing that I realized. I realized that at some level, and this is, again, I'm only 13 years old, but I realized after that, I looked at myself for a good couple of days, and I started to see that I actually was identifying with the person that you were correcting.
That's right.
I saw that when I was a child. That was the first time I started to see that I had a little resentment toward authority, but not even that, but just being having something pointed out to me. See, the average person doesn't get those chances very often. Sometimes there are kids that really respect their parents and look up to their parents, and sometimes there's kids that have tense relationships with their parents. But you see, the smallest things can have an enormous effect on people.
It does. It does.
And I wanted to share that because it was my moment of truth when I was that age.
Yeah.
To see that you didn't do anything wrong. It was me. There was some error in me that needed to be pointed out. And when you did it to somebody else, I reacted. And I thought that was very weird.
Now, I'm talking on the radio. I'm not an entertainer. And so I'm talking about people's faults, right? I'm doing the same thing as I did to the management.
Exactly.
The court. So there are people who are listening to me now saying, "What a wicked people, the person that is, you know, how rude he is." I'm not being rude. I have love for that manager, see, and whether he takes my advice or not, but I'm saying this is why people won't come back. See, and you saw how I did it, and he appreciated it, and most likely his business prospered. I've had done that with people and come back a month later, 2 months later, a year later, and he's out of business because he didn't listen. I don't want you to be out of business. Keep me in business. Keep me in business. 90% of donations that you give to the foundation has to be paid forward. But there's got to be money left to pay it forward. So the donations, the money, 90% of the money you send has to go to getting time on radio stations, the one you're listening, or broadcasting stations. See, or you could, if you can't find a broadcasting station to do it, because not everybody carries my program, of course not. I mean, not everybody likes what I'm saying. It's the bad guys and good guys. So it's the money that I need is going to go be eaten up by 90%. See, so I have to pay my staff. But that keeps me in the status pro. Is it status pro? Yes.
Status quo.
Quo. Yes, I get it right. Thank you. Is it status quo? I want to get to the whole of America. If I don't get to the whole of America, what I have to share with you won't save you.
Okay,
I
have another analogy that I think is appropriate here.
Well, let me just finish one more thing, David. Can you hold that?
Go ahead.
One second. So please go to, can you give $100 a month? Can you give $100 one time, for this month? You know, maybe, you know, you'll get some more money later on and do it again without me asking you. Because when I do my real program, I don't do much of this. You know, maybe that's the reason why I'm untardy, because I've always felt embarrassed to ask you. But then I see it's not asking you for me. I'm asking it for someone who's about to commit suicide. 40,000 people every month, every 6 months in America, kill themselves. You know, post-traumatic stress disorder. I want to help veterans. I don't want to be able to go there to their places and give them what they need. And it's only a 7-minute meditation. You get it for free. See, if you have a problem, try it. See, post office box. First of all, let me give you two addresses. Some of you don't like to go to the website. I get it. And some of you don't have any computers. So fhu.com/donate. fhu.com/donate. Once more, fhu.com/donate. And the other one is checks. Post Office Box 1000. This is easy. P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. This is the hour that we ask the 100 people to donate to the foundation. See, just 100 people just for tonight. And give as much as you can. And could you make it sort of reoccurring so I don't have to ask every... Because if you go to the fhu.com/donate, that way we'll steal the money from you every week, every month. You know how that works. You know how it works. And then I can see what I can do with this money. Oh, I can get more stations. I could do this for the veterans. I can create a new way of delivering it to them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Churchill. See, I have something that I don't think anybody has in the world. Not because I'm special, but this is, everybody should have a purpose. I found mine, and I told you I was a diamond cutter. A good one. I made a good living. I had my own business, cutting diamonds to the trade, recut, old cut diamonds, making more beautiful and more valuable. I would like to cut your diamond, sort of cut you. Jesus was a wood carver. Right. He was a carpenter, and so he made things. He had a skill, but above his skill, he had to learn to work with his hands and do all these things, and then. Like I did, I had to work with my hands and become an expert in diamond cutting and cutting, recutting stones or cutting raw ones into beautiful gems. But then I got to leave that behind and go on to what was meant. Meanwhile, I was working and discovering, what is this thing that Adolf Hitler was able to do? Nazis. And making Nazis, turning a whole country into a bunch of murdering killers. I mean, murder, there's no other word to describe it. Creating crematoriums to kill people, just 6 million at the time. And it's unbelievable. And we got the same thing with ISIS, don't we? It seems it always rises. See, it always rises when we are weak. And that's why I'm saying, are you appeasers? Because if you're an appeaser, you will give your life to the bully. And if you give your life to the bully, you have a self-made dynasty. You will have a self-made one. You are contributing your life force to the bully, who in turn has a bully over him, and who in turn has a bully over him. And pretty soon, all your energies will go up the chain to the bully at the top, and you cannot break that curse. You are under a curse right now, my dear friends. And you do not know how to overcome it. All we need to do is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you have to be saved from doing unto others what was done to you. You have to let that go. See, so this is, I have a meditation that has no, religious connotation. It has no religious words. For some reason, it turns into be still and know. It turns into that. It's a set of instructions. Like close your eyes. Oh, look at your eyelids. Oh, now make your fingers tingle. That's how it starts. And no, not much more is there. It's just doing something that somehow brings you to the threshold of God's throne. But it doesn't say that. It doesn't. I'm insinuating that it does. But you, when you do it, when you do that 7-minute meditation, you'll say, all of a sudden, everything becomes bright, and you see your own faults. And with a little, in a few moments, you have a little anxiety. But all of a sudden, you're happy to see your faults. And because you're happy to see your faults, it goes away by itself. See? Churchill. If you don't mind, can I compare myself to Churchill? Churchill was just the kind of person everybody should be. See, I'm saying that. So he was banned from the BBC. And I want to show you how simple this is. You have a media that's wicked. You have a media that's caused you to elect a certain person as your president, who's nothing else but a communist, in my opinion. And he's taking you down. And you don't know what to do. You're frustrated. And God, what do you do with frustration? You turn it into yourself and you get sick. And then you get Obamacare. And then you've got taking drugs without you knowing. You wouldn't need the drugs if you weren't so upset. See? So now you need drugs. Now you live longer, longer. Okay. You know, you live longer, 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 longer. I'm going to make a song out of that. You are America's Churchill. I am. Well, you can be a Churchill to somebody else. Let me be a Churchill to you. Okay. So I want to act as America's Churchill. You see, because the BBC, the head, the chief cook and bottle washer, was had an affection for Hitler, and therefore he wouldn't let Churchill get on the radio. And so I'm on the radio, and the minute Churchill was able to be elected, everything began to go in the right way.
Be right back.
Please, let's do it now.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. If you would like to pledge support to Roy Masters, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's
Ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm Roy Masters. I think I'm holding the phone pretty much by myself, but Dave is over there just beeping in every now and then. Where was I? I was saying I'm America's Churchill. I have something to share. I have tremendous amounts of experience that I was invited a year ago to a McMaster's University, strangely McMaster's, because my name's Roy Masters, but the head of the medicine department, whatever you call it. His name is Richard Titus, Professor Richard Titus. And he invited me there to speak to doctors and psychiatrists because they have problems too. I told them the only thing that's different between you and your patients, there's 100 of them there, is that you can prescribe yourself, but you're going to die just the same. You have the same agony as they are. Yeah. Alcohol, drugs, the same thing. You can just describe it for yourself. That's the only difference. You die at 99. See, because you're taking your own junk. And Jesus, he didn't have 170,000 diseases. He only saw one, disconnected from reality. And reality isn't outside the world. I'm talking about the reality of God within them. And it's very, very subtle. It's very magical. And look, let me tell you something. You may not believe in God, but I'll tell you something. And because of science, it makes it easier to believe in God. Yes. So if you have an iPhone and you get that's good enough by itself. But they know where you are. Like he knows where you are all the time. See, I can track you with right where you are anytime they want you. And then you get messages from space Where's the message is coming from? But it's even better. They give you an uplink, right? Is it? What was it called then? No, it's not emails. It's not an uplink. I'm going to get that in a minute. You know, it refreshes itself. It renews the information in your machine. It's all coming from somewhere. And you need to understand that evil is somewhere infiltrating you. And there's an opposite to that, because you can't leave. If you have evil, you have to think good, have good.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. This is our first ever fundraising drive. If you would like to pledge support to Roy Masters, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's www.fhu.com/donate, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And now, here's Roy Masters.
Yes, so can you, having said all I said before, I hope you heard what I said, spend $25 a month. $25 a month on your credit card, fhu.com/donate. $50 per month, $100, one-time donation, $1,000. How about $1,000,000? Excuse me. How about $500,000? It's possible. I know people give money to, you know, buying dolls for people in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. I want to give money to the people who need it, like the veterans and broken people, to unbreak them, to, in a manner of speaking, reprogram you. But I'm not the one that's the reprogrammer. It's him within you. That's what's causing you. The spirit within you is in conflict with the spirit that got in you. That's what I'm trying to say.
So I've been waiting patiently to make my point.
Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look, there's a lot of people that listen to you and they think, well, all he ever does is criticize.
But just let me, before you do that, I just want to say.
It's the third time you're interrupting me.
I know, I just got to do this because you could just, I'm doing this for the first time and I have a bad cold and you can hear my voice.
Then I should have pity upon you.
It's all right. I haven't had a cold for 20 years. It's about time I got one.
Okay.
So he said, I just want to get people to support the program with whatever they can. FHU.com donate. It's FHU.com/donate. And FHU.com/donate. Or FHU.com. Now, the Foundation of Human Understanding is a church. A 501c3. So your offerings are tax deductible. And that's the same status as the Catholic Church. Same status. Except I don't have a lot of people all around me. I set you free, so you don't need me.
Okay, you have so him. Now I get to make my point,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, listen, I used to drive quite a bit up and down the I-5 freeway. And, you know, as you're going down the freeway, you hear a lot of different people on the radio, a lot of different ministers, preachers, and people that have their own ideas about what God, everybody has their own ideas what God wants or wants you to do or not do. But there's no program like this one. And in the sense that what you do is what Jesus talked about in the Bible. He said, those that I love, I chastise.
Oh, I like that.
And
say
one day,
again.
I wondered what it meant.
Those that I love, I chastise. Yes.
Listen. I went to the dictionary. I was like, what does chastise mean? It means it says to make chaste, to make pure again.
I like that.
So that's what happens when somebody listens to your program and they have the willingness to open their heart and allow themselves to do some self-scrutiny, because it doesn't work unless they're willing to see it. But of course, it has worked on many important people that I won't mention that I see on television every day. It has worked on them, and it will also work on you, but it's important to understand this, as you said, Dad, this is love. Go ahead.
Well, I'm hoping someone didn't understand me. I'm saying that stress is sin. It's a program. Do you understand that? In other words, you're programmed by stress. If you don't know how to deal with the stress, you get programmed by the what's wrong with the person that's stressing you. He's projecting his what's done to him to you, doing unto others what was done to you. We can't stop that. And if you do stop it, that what I call a program, to make it simple, you crush it down, you press it down and don't see it, and you put on a nice face. And then people say, how nice, you seem so nice today. You seem so calm, you're not. And then people loving you and you know what? Let me see if I can say it better. Shakespeare, all the world's a stage of men and women, many actors in. So when you are finding love for your actions and your acting, you are actually there emboldening the worst in you. So love and affection can have a very deleterious effect. In other words, to enable and to embolden the cause of your anger, which is being angry with somebody. So then you feel guilty and you look for love in all the wrong places. See, that's drugs, alcohol, and everything else. So Jesus, in his wisdom, understood the problem is that people are broken through trauma. And it's a programming. You are being programmed by by people around you. You need to be released from that. That's what I do. Release you from that program, which you don't know you have. You think it's you. What was Paul said when he woke up? He didn't realize there was something in him. He says, after I woke up and realized that in those days, what I didn't want to do, I did. And what I didn't, it was good to do, I couldn't do it. When I wanted to do good, I couldn't. But I only did bad. So he says, therefore, it wasn't me that did these things. It was sin that made a home in you. That is what's in you, and it passes through the generations, and it comes through your parents, and they were broken through their parents. And the program, if I want to give it a name, it's a program through one man's sin, death through sin, spread through the whole human race. And every human race has different languages, different cultures. You could be a Nazi. You could be a cannibal. You could be an ISIS. You could be born in one of those unfortunate places. Or you could be in America. And you have free to be right or be wrong. And hold on to that wrong until someone comes along and says what David did. What did you say, David? What words did you use?
Well, what I read is that Jesus said that those that I love, I chastise.
Chastise.
Which means to make pure again.
To make pure again. Chastise to make pure again. Christ destroys the works of the programming. That's it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And then you're free. You have real love. And you cannot be hurt by the hurter. Okay. How's that show so far? Oh, hello. What minute do I have? Oh. You know, I was just saying, has anybody been bothered by my voice today? I've been yelling at the top of my voice to be able to have some sound. But you see, I'm still in here. So, would you please support the program?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. This is our first ever fundraising drive. If you would like to pledge support to Roy Masters, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's www.fhu.com/donate, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And now, here's Roy Masters.
Roy Masters will be back in just a moment with more of our fundraising drive.